This is the Seabed Daily Text, soundtrack, day 11. When you are ready to throw in the hotel room towel. Here's Psalm 60 sung to the tune of O God, our help in ages past. And sing along.
And who will be the one that forth with our armies go. Oh, give us help against the foe, for help from men is vain. Through God we'll gain the victory. He'll tread our foes again.
Consider this. Some time ago, my family experienced the horrors of moving for the second time in 1 year. Hyperbole? Maybe. We relocated the first time from Kentucky to Tennessee. The second move took us from the outskirts of the city of Franklin to the heart of the community. Moving across town can be very deceptive. Something deep within tries to convince you that what took very large trucks to move you a few hundred miles will only take a few carloads to get across town. Big mistake. About halfway into the move, which took 2 weeks instead of days because of this faulty approach, and after about the fifth night in the embassy suites with seven of us crammed into one room, without clean socks, at the brink of civil war, we needed Song 60. O God, you have rejected us and scattered us abroad. You have been very angry, but return to us, O God. The details behind this psalm are somewhat complex, so here's the bottom line. King David found himself fighting battles on multiple fronts. While he was off fighting one battle, another enemy made a sneak attack on Jerusalem. And if that weren't enough, there was also an earthquake. The adage, "When it rains, it pours," comes to mind. It's usually halfway into the job when things start to come unglued. You've come too far to turn back, but the obstacles seem too many to press on. It is in the mess of the middle that we must learn to sing the mixed melodies of hope and hopelessness. Song 60 shows the way. Embracing uncertainty, we must sing both songs simultaneously. For example, today's song begins by lamenting the Lord's rejection, yet it ends with hopeful proclamation that He'll tread our foes again. It's never neat, and songs like these refuse to try and wrap it all up in a bow. These melodies leave lots of frayed loose ends. Something about singing out this angst of ambiguity to God has a way of moving us forward, even if we remain stuck in hotel room hell for another week. Give it a shot. Try on this melody for size. Ask yourself, share with another, does today's reading bring to mind any situation in your own life where hope is mingling with hopelessness? How about from your past? Think of others you know who are dealing with such contradictory confusion right now. Pray through Song 60. For them. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.